morning.
Good morning.
Whoops. What do we have today? Who's on the call?
Margaret from Fort Worth.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good today.
Who else is here?
Joe is here, and I'm just going to be on a short time because I have an appointment.
Joe in California. How are things out there?
Actually, Joe in Wichita.
Oops, I'm sorry.
Nope, that's okay. I didn't say.
And Margaret in Texas. Who else is here? Nobody else wants to speak up this morning?
Good morning, Nancy. I'm here. I'm on mute.
Good morning, Char. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
Who else is here?
Nancy, this is Maddie Dash. How are you this morning?
Good, Maddie. How are you?
Great.
Dottie from Massachusetts.
Hi, Dottie. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi, Dottie.
Hi, Maddie.
Who else is here?
Betty from Pittsburgh.
Betty, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
You have sunshine?
It's trying.
Well, you'll get it soon because we have it for the first time since I don't remember when.
Oh, very good. I'm looking forward to it.
It's raining cats and dogs in Delaware.
You're home?
Yep.
Oh, good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Who else is here? Okay. This is Nancy from Sunshiny Cleveland for a change. And I want to welcome everybody to the Advanced Lifestyle Call. The purpose of this call is to provide the most current nutritional and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. The people you hear today are part of a pilot study group who are actively applying both the principles found in the China study by Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Niken. In the China study, the book begins by describing the largest nutritional study ever done in the world with 880 million people. Attending this call in no way obligates you to make any purchase. You are our guest. We ask only that if you find anything helpful and beneficial, you pass on the number to people and the time of the calls. Thanks for allowing us to enter your home office and car at this time. So, here it is another day. What's going on with you guys? Anyone have any questions?
Well, I have something that I just heard on the way in. I want to listen to KISS 100. And tomorrow is National Diabetes Day.
Ah.
And the girl was saying that, you can make little changes, such as use sugar substitutes, drink lots of water, eat more vegetables, and exercise.
Gee, that sounds a little...
Unbelievable. That's what I said to my husband. We were...
Yeah.
And then she offered to come into someone's home to make their recipes, and I was all for that.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know, but she didn't say how much she would charge, of course.
Oh, okay.
But that was a service she was offering on KISS 100. I guess if I was interested, I'd have to call the radio station to find out. She did give a number, a website for something called diabetesnewday.com. With recipes, if you have diabetes, and I guess how you can change your recipes to conform to whatever their program is, I don't know. So it's good to be home, just walked in and right in time for the call.
Well, that's good. Good timing.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm.
Good to hear you back home.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, can't believe how. There's nothing like home, you know?
Mm-hmm. Anyone have any questions pertaining to lifestyle, the new lifestyle program that we have started this journey on? And if you're in the gallery and you have a question, pipe up, because no question is stupid. We all go through them and we all learn from each other by everybody's questions and answers. So who has a question? Anything been bugging you lately? No challenges, guys?
I don't have a question, Nancy, but I can tell you one thing. Being away since the end of October... until now, of course, we've had some challenges as to what to eat, and we've been eating every single meal out. And but I do feel that when I get on the scale, when I wait till Monday, I should have lost 100 pounds, because that's how good I've been,
wow.
You know? Yeah, and...
Go ahead.
Excuse me?
No, go ahead.
So, and I'm hoping I'm not setting myself up for, you know how we do, for failure. I'm not expecting 100 pounds, but I have been extremely, extremely careful. And I do, I remember Mary Lou saying she went on a cruise and she'd come back and it was the first time ever that she hadn't gained any weight. And so
are your clothes fitting any differently?
Oh, they feel loose and wonderful. And as I came in, I dropped some clothes off at the cleaners. And I was telling the, I had dropped some flyers off. You know that flyer, the opportunity flyer before I left? And I put the clothes in, and then I left these flyers. She said, everybody wants to take them. I said, please don't stop them. Let them have them. You know, because they're kind of heavy stock. So I guess she thought they shouldn't take them.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been eyeing her for a long time. And now she's willing to take a look, you know, even with the plant-based diet.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her, and she said, I want to fly look. She hadn't seen me for a while. Usually my husband does that part of the work.
Uh-huh.
He takes the clothes in, he brings them home. And but this time I did, and she was saying that, and I said, well, would you take a look at first look? And then she said, what are you doing? And I said, well, the plant-based diet, the China study, the China by Colin Campbell, and she had me write it down, and she's going to go get the book, and she's going to look at the tape, and, it was just been, so far it's been a wonderful return home.
Yeah, sounds
yeah.
like.
Mm-hmm.
I just have one word of warning. The scale is just a number, and you said your clothes are fitting good, and you know what?
Yeah.
People see the clothes on you, they don't see the number, so don't step up in that. Sometimes, at least for me, it's almost easier to follow a plan when I'm away from my house. Because I don't have, and you know, I try really desperately to keep my house fairly clean of garbage. But you know, when you're looking for something, anything will do. And when I'm away, I don't have that. So sometimes it's easier to be gone and come back and find a pleasant surprise.
Well, I'll tell you, one night my husband went to a Monty likes, and my husband likes money, and so do I. As you know, I always quote him. In fact, I'm going to say this to the girls, and hopefully he's not on the line, but you think we were having an affair in the beginning, because my husband gets that, who is this Monty? Monty this, Monty that, Monty, Monty, Monty. And then he met Monty, and then he fell in love with him, and then I should say to him, who is this Monty? Monty, Monty. So then we have to share Monty.
Wow.
But one day he went and had to go out. I was in at the Westin, and I said to him, Jim, I am not meeting anybody, no cousins, I'm too tired.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, bring something in. And he did. He went to a Mexican restaurant. He bought the most delicious meal. It was this huge thing. It looked like a green, I would say pepper, but it was too big. It was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Inside this was potatoes.
Wow.
And then he had some salad and some, like, salsa or something. It was the most delicious meal.
Oh.
But I cannot tell you what was on that plate because I didn't recognize any of those vegetables and things.
Did a good job.
But he took a job. It was all plant-based.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone else have any questions, concerns? Okay. Anybody eat pomegranates? We know how good they are for us. I believe it's the first ingredient in our Siaga.
I guess. Don't they have all the seeds in them?
Yeah.
The one with all them.
Right.
I never know how to eat them.
I put them in my fruit salad, and they're a nice crunch, and they're very juicy. So when you are peeling them, I've avoided them for a number of years. I remember eating them as a child. And remember that they stain horribly. Well, I'm finding that they squirt all over the shirt I'm wearing, but they actually just washes right out. I was shocked the first time because I had squirt marks all over my shirt and on the floor and on the table and on the counter and all over. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I found an article. I think it was in the Oz newsletter that I get. Pomegranates have always been intimidating, haven't they? They're beautiful but dangerous, skirting their permanent red juice everywhere when you try to wrestle the seeds. And I found they have a way of getting the seeds out without squirting all over. So if you guys are interested, I can just read it, and then I will quickly do that. The secret, it turns out, is to break apart the pomegranate underwater. Here's the trick. Score the leathery rind and then submerge the fruit in a bowl of water while you break apart the segments and tease the seeds from the white pith. the pits will float, and then you take that out, and that's what you throw away. Pour the rest through a colander, and in minutes, you have hundreds of seeds and no stains. There was
is
the trouble.
Teas?
The
seeds were teas?
Pardon me?
Are you saying teas the seeds?
Uh-huh.
T-E-A-S-E?
That's what it says. Tease the seeds from the white pith. I mean, you know, break them apart, break them away. But if you're underwater, they're not gonna squirt. I told my son this. He said, Mom, that's half the fun. Anyway, pomegranate seeds are worth the trouble because they're an anti-aging, skin-protecting, cancer-fighting powerhouse. Each bittersweet seed is packed with anthocyanins, vitamin C, lycopene, and resveratrol. The juice reduces several risk factors for heart disease, inhibits tumor growth. It's the star of the show. Ellagic acid it has in it, and which increases the body's built-in supply of glutathione, an antioxidant that both protects the DNA and helps recycle estrogen, which protects the skin. It inhibits certain enzymes, gives skin cells time to divide normally. So putting a pomegranate extract in, pomegranate extract in his skin care products, actually. So, sounds like something we should be eating, guys, and it's only available in the winter, and I'm not sure how far into the winter. So get your pomegranates and try this trick, see if it helps. Anyone have any comments?
Yeah, just send that down.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Nancy, and I will do it. I've got one sitting here.
A pomegranate?
Yep.
I do not have it on my emails anymore, I'm sure. Did I send this to you at all, Shar? Do you have any idea?
I don't remember seeing it.
Okay. And I don't have a scanner. I could fax it to somebody who might be able to do it. Nobody volunteering.
Just fax it to me. I don't know whether I'll get to it today because I'm leaving.
Okay, I could type it into an email.
Well,
and,
that's a long time. Just try scanning it to me, and I'll see if I can take my thing and do it.
All right, I'll fax it to you, and ignore the underlining, because I do that just out of habit, so my husband will read something, otherwise he doesn't. Sometimes I do it with a highlighter, and this one's done with a pen.
And Nancy?
Yeah.
And this is Phyllis.
Phyllis?
Yeah, I know that the pomegranate is very wonderful, and we had one here the other day. However, wouldn't we have to, like, be eating these every day to continue the, you know, the benefits of all it's helping us with?
Well, yeah, it's a short-lived fruit. At least it's
right.
Not out all year. You
right.
Do see it in the winter. And it is in our Siaga.
No, I know that. That's
yeah.
Why I
so
love
we
it.
Are the lucky ones, and you can buy pomegranate juice, obviously, as in a grocery store. But
right.
To be able to eat the fruit, I'm just encouraging people to eat it when it's available. And
okay.
That's been my whole thing with this whole way of eating, or anytime. Eat what's out there, and certainly as locally as you can, but that's not always possible. But, you know, in the winter, our choice of fruit becomes much more limited than in the summer. And this is one that if you haven't tried it, give it a taste. They do sink to the bottom of my fruit bowl, I notice, and so I have to constantly bring them back up to the top. But it sounds like you don't need very many, and I certainly do not clean a whole one the way I've been doing it anyway, at a time and put the whole thing in my fruit salad.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of overkill, and it doesn't sound like you need a whole lot of the seeds, and they are good.
There are some other salad recipes I had also that called for them, and I can't think what they are right now, but you could easily do a search either on McDougall's, or you could do it on VegSource, or just all recipes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you'd come up with recipes.
You could even put them in your vegetable salad if you're making a salad for dinner. The red color is just really, you know, it adds another color that's palatable. I like to have different colors.
This is Veronica from Toronto. Actually, on the fat-free vegan, there's a wonderful recipe for pomegranate and wild rice and barley.
Ooh.
Yes, we had that for supper last night, and it's really different, and it's very simple to make.
When do you put pomegranate in? You cook the rice first and then put it in?
Yeah, just towards the end, you put the pomegranate and parsley and some lemon zest.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's on fat-free vegan.
Because I made some rice last night with some barley, actually.
Oh.
Did I, was it lentils? I forget. And I could just add some really pretty red color in there.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to cook. No, I did lentils. I didn't do barley. Oh, well. Same, you know, it still would work.
So she's saying fat-free. What is that last word? Vegan? V-E? What is
fat-free vegan. It's a website.
V-E-G-A-N?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for that information, Veronica. Anyone else have any comments about pomegranates or anything else?
Nancy, this is Mary Lou in Texas.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you?
Good morning. What did she say the first part of that before she said vegan? What did she say on that recipe for the pomegranates there?
Rice and barley, you mean?
No, she was giving you the web.
Oh, the website.
Uh-huh.
Veronica, you want to give it again?
It's fat. Free vegan.
Fat. Is that what she's saying, fat free?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
You're welcome.
And I have, I grow pomegranates in my yard.
Oh, you
have some trees.
Oh, wow.
But I had never had that other, I mean, they're bushes like, some of them are big. And, but they, pretty hardy, but you, the birds really get to them too.
Really?
But I didn't know that about, will you lose any part when you put it under in the water there to do? I'd like to know that procedure if you can email it to me, too, on the, that what you read off.
I'm going to, I'll fax it to Shar, and maybe if she sends it over to Mary Lou, Mary Lou will send it out.
Okay. Sounds great. But I wondered, do you lose any of the part when you lose that red being in water?
I don't, you know, I don't think that the seeds pop as much underwater. I think that's the whole secret.
Okay, that's what it is. That's
But I'm amazed that the birds actually, that's a pretty thick skin. I'm amazed the birds can actually get through it.
Well, it's just in our weather here in Texas, but the dry weather, when they get so far on those trees, they pop open, and boy, the birds come to them.
Oh, sure. Oh, they pop open.
See, they pop open. They split, like, right in two or in quarters.
Wow.
Have to get them before they do that to, so that they look as pretty as they are doing the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that people could actually grow those. Okay. Well, pomegranates are an interesting thing to try, so give them a whirl, guys. Let us know what you think. And we will try this new trick. I thought it was interesting. Anyone have any questions that have come up since we started? Okay, another email that I, and I'm not sure where this one is from. It could be from the same website. I get the newsletter from Roizen and Oz, and sometimes I look at it, and sometimes I wait. But a balanced diet can provide the basic building blocks and nutrients to maintain healthy and healthy cells, no matter what the season. Cut down on foods that rob the skin of moisture, and I know as we get into the winter, a lot of us have problems with drier skin. Stock up on foods that help support your skin. And the ones that they say to cut down on that will rob your skin of moisture, interestingly, foods high in saturated fat, trans fat, and simple sugars. And you would almost think, or at least I did initially, fat should supply the, you know, give your skin something good, but it really takes away from it. The fat, trans fat, and sugars promote aging and inflammation, which we all knew. So it means a diet high in full-fat dairy products, red meat, sugary soft drinks, and sweets may contribute to things like wrinkles and actinic keratosis, a type of skin damage related to the sun. In addition to eating fats, you want to nix caffeine, alcohol, which both rob your skin of moisture. And the things that they tell you to stock up on are guys. Can you hear me, or is that coming from me? I'm not sure. You there?
I hear.
Okay. What do you think is the stuff that we should really be stocking up on that load, that are loaded with skin-supportive nutrients? Anyone have any suggestions?
Yeah, I don't have a suggestion. Is that a free newsletter, or do you have to pay for it?
Yeah, no, it's free.
Oh, it's free. Okay.
Well, he says we should start making veggies, fruit, he says fish, nuts, olive oil, and beans, legumes, the cornerstone of our meals. Why? Because they're full of nutrients that help boost your skin's defenses against the classic signs of premature skin aging. and they list what's in them. Carotenoids, beta-carotene, lycopene, help protect against sun damage. In cantaloupe, carrots, squash, yams, and tomatoes, the omega-3s fight inflammation and they help guard against sun damage. Flax seeds, walnuts, salmon, and cold water fish. Now, we talked about fish yesterday. Vitamin C is a powerful antioxidant and combats skin damage from the sun. So these are all combating skin damage from the sun. Vitamin C is in bell peppers, orange juice, strawberries, and or you may need a supplement. And vitamin E fights inflammation, works with other antioxidants to ward off sun damage. Again, nuts contain small amounts of E, but the best source is a supplement. And then they said you can find more nutrients online. So finally, to cap off your skin-friendly diet by uncapping your water bottle. Where have we heard this before? Adequate water intake helps hydrate your skin from within and promotes a softer, smoother texture. So if you make all these changes in your diet, your skin will look better and you'll feel better. It's the stuff that we've been talking about, and it's just so rewarding to hear other people supporting what we're doing. Anyone have any comments, questions?
What website was that from?
Go to realage.com, and you may probably be able to get it from there. That I think that's the name of their website. It's the Roizen and Oz website. Or you could even probably get it off of Oprah.com because she has a link there for Oz, and you might be able to sign up someplace on there for the newsletter. I've been getting it for quite a while, but if you can't get under realage.com, try Oprah's and see if you can find it there.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sometimes they have some really good stuff, and sometimes it's like, I don't need this, so I just go on. But the thing that annoys me the most with some of these websites, and this is one that goes back and forth, you know, you keep having to link to something else, and it's like, okay, where's the information already? Give it to me. I want out of here. So I get impatient with that. So.
Oh, did you happen to see Good Morning America this morning?
I was probably going back and forth. What was on?
Those two authors were on, Oz and the other
one. Oh, really? No, I didn't. Go ahead.
They showed and were talking about for aging, and they said to be sure that we needed to have, and they showed the items there. They showed the tomatoes, the curry, and turmeric, I believe is what they were saying.
Uh-huh.
That we don't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
They had walnuts, and also I just thought maybe somebody else thought it besides salt corn.
No, I did not see that. I love that. I didn't.
Well, you know, they are running repeats now. They're running repeats now because all of the writers are on strike for all of these shows.
Not
so I think
America, that.
No, Good Morning America.
Are the morning shows also?
I'm not sure.
What's all that?
Wow.
I had not heard that they. I thought it was just a night show so far. I don't know. Well,
I watch television so little that it could have been a repeat. I never had seen.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I think I saw it as it before when it was on.
I know there was on walnuts and almonds. So, yeah. But they definitely are in the direction that we are going. And, again, it's nice to have somebody doing what we're doing.
And doing our advertising for us.
Yeah. There was on something, and I forget whether it was, I think it was the one that's on NBC, had a guy, one of the biggest losers, and he started out at well over 300 and has gotten rid of 125 pounds so far. And interestingly, the thing that got him started, and it's like 8 months ago, I think he said, was when his wife gave birth to their daughter, who was there on the show. And he said, I looked at her, and I decided right then and there, I've got to do something, so I will be here for her.
He wanted to live.
Yes. I mean, what better motivator?
Incentive, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he said, every time I look at her, and he has done phenomenally well. And then, interestingly, the wife came out with the baby, and she could use to lose some weight. And so whoever was interviewing, and I forget who it was, maybe it was Natalie, said, and now you have the challenge of getting rid of your baby fat. Now, she worded it very well. And, you know, she's going to have, well, and she said she's so proud of her husband, so her time will come too, hopefully. But, you know, what an inspiration and what an incentive this guy has.
Well, you know, sometimes, Nancy, I was in a buffet place yesterday morning, and there was a man there. He looked like he could put two chairs together. That's how large he was. And then there was a woman came in, and she was apple-shaped, but let's say five apples on each side. And he was hunting his friend, making fun of her. And, of course, I wanted to say to him, have you looked in the mirror lately? You know? And sometimes we can be so cruel to each other. And I'm sure neither one of them was happy with their situation, but he was looking at her. She could have done the same to him, because maybe she thought he looked the worst. I thought he looked the worst. At least she had a figure. She had a waistline on her, you know? But, I don't know. Sometimes people can be very, very cruel. And I have seen so many people, but I don't know really how to approach them with a plant-based, unless they're in my space. Because I have seen people that I see how miserable they are, and I can see that they're doing, like I said, I pointed out to my husband, two people in this restaurant, that you can see by what they ordered, they really was doing the best that they knew how. Mm-hmm. And I felt that I knew better, but I didn't know if I could go into their space and share with them. Because I remember once time sharing with a guy that, oh my God, he was at the in the handicapped parking space, and I thought had products that could help him. And he yelled and screamed at me to the top of his lungs. So I said, oh, so I said, I'm sorry, sir. I was only trying to help you, mm-hmm. and I hope you have a wonderful day. And I went on by my way, but that changed my thought mm-hmm. of just approaching any and everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this part. Can I jump in here?
Sure.
Is
that sure?
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're my leader.
Well, I love the prospecting, and I'm sitting there just thinking, what would I do in that situation when people give me a situation, and what I would do, and man, I want to hear somebody else's too, so I just get over anxious, I'm sorry. But anyway, the first thought that came to me was when you said she was really working, or the person was really working on it, it looked like they were, you know, trying to make, you know, better choices. I would first compliment them and say, wow, I can tell you gave some thought to, you know, what you were ordering. You know, it just reminds me of where I have been over the last few months, and I just, I'm so excited about what I've discovered that I feel like I am absolutely compelled to share it with other people. And it's just really, what we did was just really easy. We just took it one step further than what you're doing, or it appears that what you're doing anyway. And we went on a plant-based diet however you want to say it. Anyway, plant-based. And I love the added benefits we've had, and give her two or three, just like my joints. Oh, my gosh, my joints are so much better. Couple of things like that, and then stop and see if they ask any questions. That's all I would do.
Wow, you know something, Shaw? That's why you're a master, and I'm a baby.
Well, you know, there's lots of different ways of doing it, but that would be me, because and I don't mean to falsely or artificially compliment mm-hmm. people, but that would be a genuine compliment from me, because I do that to people with their carts. I say, wow, I can tell you're concerned about what goes in your body
mm-hmm.
when I'm standing behind them. And it almost always gets a conversation going. But there's not that many carts you can say that about, so
that's
I can't.
Right,
that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let somebody else put their input in.
Well, you know, I'm going to try that, because that seems to be coming into my, what do you call that, when you put something in the universe? That seemed to be coming into my space or something lately, and I'm going to certainly try that. That's a good idea. Wonderful.
Well, it's your awareness and your concern. I mean, I see the same things. I mean, I notice it immediately. You know, I look and I see the salmon in those back carts from around here, and I can spot it right away if it's farmed or if it's fresh, and I know I'm thinking exactly what they're getting, and sometimes I've been in a hurry. You know, and that's such a volatile, that is really a volatile thing around here, because they think I'm really nitpicking, you know, on the fish situation, but anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The other would be much easier, more general.
Well, thank you. I mean, I'm really going to, I can use that, and I can see that I can do that. And just talking to people, like what you just said, take
and
it so far.
And
I guess the other thing is don't let one person put you down, because there's millions of others out there that need to hear the information, so we just got to go around it. But I know how you would feel when that happens, because it's happened to me, and it just sets me back a bit for a few
months
anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, but there's too many others that need to know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure, this is Mary Lou. Could you advise me on something I did yesterday?
I'll try.
Okay, since you helped her there, I didn't know whether I did right or wrong. Anyway, this really young lady was very, I was in a drug emporium, and they have the health, their health food stores in the very back of it at one side, and she was buying all these things, and she was telling this lady as she was checking out what she was doing for her children with different things and with ADA and some other things. And so when she got there, and I said, well, it sounds like you're doing a good job. And so I just gave her my card, and I said, we have some things that might be of interest to you, and go to my website. And she seemed real interested, and I just got her first name, but should I have gone any further? That's all I did.
You know what I usually do? I say, can we exchange emails?
That would have been a good idea. That's why I say I'll get lost, and so I need some advice.
If you get too many people, you may not get back to
them. See, I may never hear from her again. That's when after I left, I thought I probably never will hear from her again.
Yeah. Well, some of them you do, and some of them you don't. So, you know, but I try. If it's somebody that looks good to me, I try.
This real young lady, and she was so, into it, probably perfect health. And had a little small children, and that's what she was doing for them, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I have only once been told in the last couple of years that, and it stood out to me, and I had the thought that I didn't think she was that interested, and she probably wouldn't give it to me anyway, which is not a good thing to think, but that was my honest thought. And she didn't give it to me. I've only once can I remember a lady saying, she said something like, well, I'm an RN, and no, I really wouldn't be interested in that. And I said, okay.
Okay. That's where you want to be.
Big mistake. Good information. Thanks, Char, as usual.
Thank you.
Anyone else have any questions or concerns before we end the call? Well, let me just read the final comment here.
Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Dottie. I'm sorry. I had you on mute, and I started to talk, and I unmuted you. I just want to just give a comment about soy. I know we talked about gas and all that stuff. We've had many conversations on this call about gas. What I did is I've switched totally to rice milk, and I haven't had any gas, any fluctuation, nothing.
Hmm.
So I think it was the soy that actually caused the bloating and anything. And I don't know if anybody else had a problem like that or if they changed or...
My mother has a big sensitivity to soy, and when I made chili a couple weeks ago, I put in the soy granules. I've always added it a little bit to the ground turkey or chicken that I was putting in, but this time, and I don't know whether I actually put more in than I would have were I using some of the ground meat, but when she was coming for dinner Sunday night, she said, and I don't want chili, Mom. She had it when I made it originally, and so I didn't question it, but I know that she has a challenge with soy, so the next time I make it, I will use it very scantily, and she doesn't, you know, there are people who have a sensitivity to it. And so that could be part of, and I didn't ask her what her challenge is. I just let it go, and that could be what it is. But thanks for that information, Dottie. For anyone else who's facing this,
I'm sorry, Nancy. It could be that, like I'm just sick of chili. I don't want any Mexican, any taste like that. Just give me plain food. It could just be as simple as that, you know?
Well, I haven't pulled it out of the freezer, but it's been, two or three weeks since I made it. You know, I will start pulling it out as we get further into the winter, I'm sure. But it's not something that I would have maybe once a week and maybe once every couple weeks. So, I don't do that. But, and since I'm eating this way this year, I would imagine I may have to make it once more, even though I made three huge pots. but I may have to make it once more to get me through the winter. We'll see. You know, it's just an added dish that we can try and use, and there are many recipes out there of the chili. Find something that your family likes or that you like. Forget the family. And, you know, make it. But watch. In fact, my husband, I the last milk I bought was soy milk because I told him I refused to buy milk for him. And he uses it in the oatmeal. And I asked him if he noticed the difference, and he said it was okay. And he asked me to buy another half gallon. I said, there is one in the other fridge. And he said, well, it's good for me, isn't it? I said, soy is an acceptable form of milk that you can use. I said, you're not, you know, you don't want to OD on soy just like you don't want to OD on anything you're eating. So, you know, some people have more of a sensitivity, I think, to soy than others. And I don't really use much of it. It's in the shake. So there's some that goes into our oatmeal or our shake here when we're using it. But, you know, you don't want to OD on anything, and I try to stay away from the processed soy. So.
And
another, is that Dottie?
Oh, yeah, I just have one more question. On rice milk, is there any expiration? I know there's an expiration date on the carton and everything, but does it last longer in the refrigerator than regular milk or soy milk? Because I know I've had it for a couple of weeks in the refrigerator, and it seems to taste okay, but I didn't know if there's a rule of thumb of, as far as rice milk goes.
Well, the same with any of those milks. Soy milk has a date on it also, and does it spoil, and can you smell it like you can with regular milk? Char, you would be the answer for that because you make...
It depends on how sensitive your nose is. Mine isn't very sensitive. Denny's is.
Uh-huh.
I taste it. I can tell immediately.
Oh, you can?
You can tell immediately if it's gone bad. It's just like anything else.
So do you think the expiration date on the carton is pretty accurate?
The expiration date, that's the actual pull date.
Right. That's the last date they could have a shell.
I think it's like 3 weeks after that.
Oh, okay.
And that's, you know, they're looking at it opened also. I've had it much, much longer.
Uh-huh.
You know, some of that stuff goes to the dog and the chickens, you know.
When I was using milk and if somebody had a real good special, you can freeze regular milk. I'm assuming that you might be able to also freeze soy or rice or any of those other milks.
Yeah, it might change the texture of it a little bit, but
uh-huh.
If you're using it in recipes, it's definitely not going to make any difference.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, on tofu, when you freeze that, it changes the texture, and it's much more desirable to most of the Asians when it's frozen.
Oh, really?
If you do that, it gives it a different texture.
Uh-huh.
When you thaw it out to use it in recipes, especially cooked recipes.
Yeah.
Speaking of agents, we haven't heard from Wu or Wee lately on the call.
I think she was on last week one day.
She was? Okay. Uh-huh. Well, there's one other thing, Dottie. When I was using the rice milk, as I explained on this call before, I started getting this fuzz or suds in my throat, and I stopped using it, and it went away, and now I just use a frozen banana with a cup of water, put in the blender, and that's my milk, and that's working much better for me.
So you had a sensitivity to the rice milk. Yeah, I mean, it can happen.
I think I did.
Uh-huh, with anybody, with anything. And another thing that I've learned is just because you were sensitive then doesn't mean a month from now you won't be able to use it. You know, once
you
somebody cleanses it out,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
you may lose the sensitivity. You may not, but you might.
There's a higher sugar content also in the rice, just the natural sugar, because you've got more carbs in rice milk than you do in soy milk by far, so... You know, that's just another factor that can be affecting you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just one quote, you guys, and I'm looking for it right now, but I think I remember what it said, that I heard from the guy that I listened to on the radio. 25% of what we eat is good for our body. 75% of what we eat is good for our doctors. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's an eye-opener.
Yeah. Hopefully our percentages are a little bit different. But, yeah. Okay, anyone have any last-minute questions, comments, concerns? Okay, I want to thank everybody on the Active Pilot Study Group for your time commitment to the program, and thank you all so much for attending this call, whether you were asking your questions or just listening. I appreciate all the comments and concerns. If you have any further ones, go to the person who sent you to the call or come back on these calls again. And have a wonderful day, everybody. I really appreciate all your participation today.
Thanks, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thanks, Nancy.
Good job.